Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
Anzac Day, what a great day it was. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
It's a great opportunity to reflect on the important contribution that men and women have made over the journey in this country to keep us safe and protected at great cost to themselves and families. What do you do, MG, for Anzac Day?
Each year, Mickey, I go to the Dawn Service.
Good
in
on
Henry
you.
Mall down in Penrith. As you know, I was over there for the 100-year celebration for at Gallipoli, and to see that firsthand and see the Dawn Service while we're over there, it's kind of, it's enriching me. And when I've come back, I've made sure that me and my family and my kids in particular know all about the Anzacs and those that sacrificed their lives for us to be here.
I was there too at Gallipoli for the 100 years. It was one of the most incredible moving experiences. Wasn't it eerie on that dawn? And it was like no wind. There was nothing. It was just, all we could hear was the water lapping up against the beach. And it was incredible moment to share and reflect. You know what I did? I took a stone from that beach. I put it in my bag and I brought it home and I keep it on my desk. And every time I start taking myself too seriously, I start getting wound up and intense about how terrible my life is. I just put that rock in the palm of my hand for a minute. And it all goes away. Yes, that was great. My other favourite Anzac Day was on the back of HMAS Darwin off the coast of Dar es Salaam in Africa. And we were waiting to perform a show on the back of the boat on the flight deck where they land all the choppers. And it was me, John Schumann from Red Gum. And again, another really moving experience because those guys, they weren't in a theatre of war, but their big job at that time was intercepting drug running where the proceeds went to the Taliban, basically.
Oh, wow.
And that day, they had pulled off a very big heist, which is why HMAS Darwin was late, so we had to wait for it to arrive. And when it got there, I turned that ship upside down. I knew there were drugs on it, and I was going, oh, it's got to be here somewhere. I'll find it eventually. But what a moment. What do you do, Tash?
I think right now with world events and some serious circumstances happening over Sydney the last couple of weeks, more important than ever to remember the importance of peace in our world. Both my grandfathers served in World War II.
Yep,
so during COVID, a lot of people couldn't go to the Dawn Service and they used to put candles out on their driveways. So we do that every year now. And
that's a great tradition.
Our local service. And also as a mother of sons, you realise some of those kids were 14 and 15 when they went off to war in World War I.
Lied about their age to get there, didn't they?
And as you know, we all realise the extraordinary sacrifices previous generations and still people serving today have made for us and our freedom and peace.
Kat, what about you?
I grew up on the Northern Beaches, so we go to as a family to Manly, and then coincidentally they were doing two up at Manly Skiff Club, so we were invited for them. We've got a few members around that we know.
Take your ID with you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
You have to prove you're a digger to play play two up.
Wasn't anyone
all right. Well, that's all a great way to celebrate. Well done, everybody. And yes, let's never forget.
The tears are set to flow. Emotions are higher than necessary.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Will he go the blub?
You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
Will she go the blub?
Why am I so f***ing annoying?
Who's gone the blub?
I don't know why I enjoy this so much, but there's something about someone having it. Having a little, sniffle. Yeah. About something unimportant, of course.
So, that's right.
They've over-egged it. We're not having a go at people's deep emotions, but just dickheads who have gone up without really thinking about it. I cite you this influencer from Canberra who's getting a little overly emotional after finding out she may have got a job.
I'm on the verge of getting my real estate license. Is that what everyone does when their dreams are crushed? I feel like that's like the only, that's the only way out. I don't want to do that. Can you even picture me selling houses? Hi, welcome in. Here's the kitchen. Here's the bathroom. Do you like it? Do you want to buy it? This is my entire job, is just doing that. And then the other stuff is boring. I'm sorry, no offense to you guys, but that sounds so boring.
Oh, that makes me so happy. She is seriously upset that she's landed a job.
I know.
And if that was an actress playing that role, I would go give her an Oscar because that is truly a magnificent performance from an influencer. And I know how she feels because I'm an influencer.
Yes,
you are. When you got 80,000 plus followers,
what was your last post? What were you promoting?
I don't like to overpromote.
No, a bit of Sports Bazaar. He likes Sports Bazaar's always.
Thank you very much.
Do you ever promote this show?
Yeah. No. Looking at the fact checkers, they're going no.
Fact checkers say no.
I think there's a bit of mayonnaise on those inflated figures.
Excuse me. The figures don't lie.
I reckon it's around 78,000.
Well, whatever. That's 80. That's 80. It's within the margin of error. Now, to take us out today on Going the Blub, and now this is a tattoo gone wrong is always amazing. This is a young girl in Bali who's made the fatal mistake of getting a tattoo in Indonesia. What could go wrong?
I came to Bali to get a tattoo. Right, and I've been dreaming to get this tattoo because I just don't get tattoos all the time. I get one like every few months, and it's supposed to say angel energy, and that was just this energy angel.
So it's supposed to say angel energy, like she has angel energy.
Oh, yeah.
But it says energy angel. Which sounds like an energy drink.
I know someone that went to Bali to get a tattoo and gave the tattoo directions on each arm. He wanted a premiership tattoo on one side on his left arm and then another footy symbol, the mascot, on the right arm. So he gave them the sheet saying left arm this, right arm this. The guy tattooed left arm and right arm above the
tattoo. And there was the Geelong fan who got the flag. You get your flag done when you win, and it had under it gay time premieres, whereas it was supposed to say daytime premieres. So big hit in Geelong. Well done, everybody. That's been Going the Blub.
The Meat Man Wholesale Meats Norellan presents MG's Dad Jokes. Premium quality without the price. An awarded Best Butcher at the 2023 Small Business Awards.
Where did the chicken cross the road?
Three guys walk into a bar, right?
Knock, knock. Who's there?
MG's Dad Jokes.
Ha, ha, ha! That's really funny, you guys!
Good on the Meat Man.
Oh, yeah.
And for his $150 meat tray, which went begging last week because the whole thing was won by a vegetarian. Why would you even ring up?
Oh, for Debbie. A bit of fun. It was a good joke.
It was a load of fun. And I tell you what, does that mean we've got a $300 meat tray this week?
Maybe.
Apparently she picked it up and sold it to a meat lover. Anyway, he can't do any more than he's doing the meat, man. He's the best in the business. Cruise by and have a crack. Now, what are we going to do? Here's how it all... Well, that's apart from the controversy last week, here's what else went down.
Mickey, yesterday I read a really interesting fact about Bruce Lee. Apparently he had a brother that was a vegan.
Oh, yeah?
His name was Brocco Lee.
Oh.
I may not be attractive, but when I take my clothes off, I turn the shower on.
Me and a few mates have started a band, and we're called The Blanket.
Okay, why?
We're a cover band.
What's the useless piece of skin at the end of a penis called?
Not sure. What is it called?
A man.
Debbie, that was Debbie.
Wow, that was Debbie, the vegetarian, who took the chockies and a crack at all of us. That was one that had a bit of mayo on it. All right, to set the scene, to grace the stage right now, the big fella, MG, the master, dad jokes, please.
Sylvester Stallone, Clint Eastwood and Arnold Schwarzenegger were all out together one night and they were discussing making a movie about classical music. Sylvester says, Adrian, I'll be Beethoven. Clint Eastwood says, go ahead, I'll be Mozart. Arnold says, okay, I'll be Bach.
Oh.
I I should have seen that coming. I'm kicking myself. Have you got another one? You should have.
A quick one.
I hope you can
one.
Top that one.
How do fish get high?
I don't know. How do fish get high?
Seaweed.
You get the idea. Can you duke it out with the best of them? Give us a call, 133353. Let's get the ball rolling. First cab off the rank is Dean today. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, good, thanks, Dean. How are you? Buddy?
Good, buddy.
Yeah, we're good. Dad joke, please.
Yeah, mate, what do you call Postman Pat when he retires?
What do you call Postman Pat after he retires? I don't know. What do you call him?
Just Pat.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, when I said get the ball rolling, it's just rolling. Stop. A lot of force behind it. Dean, thank you. Daniel's on the line. Daniel, dad joke, please.
Why did the chewing gum cross the road?
Don't know. Why did the chewing gum cross the road?
It was stuck to the chicken's foot.
Again, you're in the running.
Yes.
I'd hate to think you're going to win. Daniel, hate to think that's the best we've got today, but you're in it. Brad, please, duke me. What have we got in the dad joke department?
Yeah, I don't know if it was in the news the other day, but my friend actually got kidnapped by a bunch of mimes.
Oh, yeah?
Oh. They did unspeakable things to her. Oh.
Clubhouse leader.
Yeah, by far.
It's kind of a bit dubious, but I think we're on solid ground there, are we not? Brad, you're in the running, mate. Amanda's on the line. What do you got, Amanda?
Okay, guys, what's the difference between a G-spot and a golf ball?
The difference between a G-spot and a golf ball? Not sure what.
A man will actually search for a golf ball.
Oh, boy.
Stop the fight.
Hang on. We got one more to go before you call it. Rick, you're kicking into a six-goal breeze here. What do you got?
What do you get if you cross a sheep with a kangaroo?
I don't know. What do you get?
A woolly jumper.
That deserves a case of maybe Jetty Road for him.
A case of Jetty Road? Are you calling it? All right, a case of Jetty Road coming your way, Rick. But the winner today is...
What is it about the ladies in this segment? Because Amanda from Prospect, the golf ball and the G-spot, you win today's $150 from the Meat Man Meat.
Well done, Amanda.
Well done, Amanda. You're not,
awesome.
Yeah. You're not a vegetarian, are you?
Absolutely not.
Good girl.
Great. Well, you'll be hoeing in to $150 worth of the best meat available.
Yes, a big thank you to the Meat Man Wholesale Meats in Narellan.
And as is the Friday tradition, we've been joined live on the show from our Melbourne studios, the great Martin Sheargold. Hello, Marty.
Hello, Mick. Hello, MG. Good morning, Kat. It's lovely to chat with you, as always.
Yes, question without notice. You're on stage.
Yep.
You hear a seven-month-old baby having a bit of a cry. Mm-hmm. Your response from the stage is to what?
I think that baby needs to spend some time in the foyer, madam. I can help one of the ushers to get you out there as quickly as we can. Thanks for coming, though, and I really appreciate it. Money back, whatever you need. Have a champagne if you're not breastfeeding.
And I hope it's
I think
mine.
It's a fair response. I don't know about you, mate. I'm easily distracted on stage. If I see someone on a mobile phone, because I'm not very good at it, right? So if I see someone on a mobile phone or talking to someone beside them or doing it, I'm gone. I'm completely and utterly ruined. My rhythm's gone. I don't even know what all the fuss was about. It did seem like a no-brainer to me if that baby's crying, yes?
Correct.
Yeah, of course it was.
Yeah.
And also, Mick, as you and I know, we've worked all sorts of rooms over many years. This isn't a chance for us to be heroes. We're not frontline workers. But we're bloody close in terms of just community heroes. We make people laugh for a living. You know, sue me. But I'm not saying it has to be perfect conditions, but there are certain times, particularly if you're doing a theatre show, Mick, in a theatre where you're charging people good money to come and see a show that you've crafted over 12 or 18 months that needs moments of, you know, tragedy, comedy, pathos, you know, all of that stuff. And then you've got a kid crying three rows back.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's a drop kick. That's not even an usher out to the foyer. That's like, can I bend this kid round the corner?
Oh, that's a barrel. It's a barrel. I've gone 60 metres from outside 50 over the top.
Blighty.
My first thought on stage would be, wow, I hope that's not mine.
Is this someone coming up to go, Mick, I have to tell you something?
Alimony.
The child removed immediately.
I don't claim to know Arge well. I've met him over the journey a couple of times, but he seems like a pretty reasonable guy. Do you know what I mean?
He seems like a reasonable guy. I have an account from someone who was there who said that the baby was going bonkers. And his attempt to deal with the situation, he appeared rattled but not rude. So he was actually trying to manage the situation. I don't have an issue with it at all. Do you know what? Once in my show, a woman gave birth.
Really?
And now that you can't control that.
No.
A pregnant woman is more than welcome to come to my show any time.
Yeah.
I don't know what the actual joke was that put her into labour.
Yeah, yeah.
But she went into labour, and let's be honest, I wasn't shooting the lights out, Marty. I'm going to tell you.
It
was a small crowd in Adelaide. But I'm going, this can't get any worse. And then it did. So she went into labour, and then next thing you know, there's first responders in there. Now,
oh, God.
I have lost.
Complete
control of the crowd, but my audience numbers doubled pretty much when she had that child. So
when we were doing our show recently, we didn't even realise that a woman up in the balcony or wherever she was had lifted up her skirt.
Oh,
because she knew she wasn't going to make it to the toilet. She's lifted up her dress and vomited into that dress like it was an apron and then sort of held it against herself and shimmied her way to the dunnies. So it swings and roundabouts for comics. Sometimes you've got a baby crying. Sometimes you've got a lady in tier three spewing in a dress. I mean, we're not overly sensitive people.
No, that's right. Well,
and you can get us on the wrong night, Mick. You know, we're all human. You can get us on the wrong night.
It's all part of the great tableau that is live entertainment. Have a great weekend, Marty and gang. I always love checking in with you guys, and we'll catch up soon.
Well done. Bye. Lovely to chat with you. Have a lovely weekend.
What the f*** is going on?
God, you are dumb.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
Mick and MG's What the f***?
WTF?
English wines are set to take over from French. What the f***?
What?
Wow, what? I can't even compute that. No. They're saying with the changes to climate change and the different weather patterns around the world that the new powerhouse region for wine will be the English countryside. They can't even make a beer. No. They can't even make a beer that you want to drink. They can't even make a beer that's cooled. I mean, what are they going to do with wines? They'll destroy that. That'll be served at room temperature, no doubt. And
sure, they've got no sun. How are they going to, how are the grapes going to grow with no sun?
Well, mate, they're saying it's changing climate.
Ah, yes.
Is going to tip them into it. How's the lily pilly going?
Lily pilly's going great. Thanks for asking.
Is it great?
Yes. Yeah, it's going
Maybe
great.
We could export lily pilly to France.
Napoleon would be into that.
The submarines didn't do too so well with the French, so maybe not.
It's an apology. Sorry about the submarines. Here's a case of lily pill.
Yeah, bang. Let's just bang. I'm off.
Do you know who has great wine?
Who?
Mudgee.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Mudgee is not a well-known wine-growing region.
Excuse me. It is so.
They a moonshine they make out there.
Yes.
They do. Those hillbillies sit out the back and work up some kind of still.
Beautiful red wine. It's the second oldest inland settlement in Australia, and they have beautiful vineyards, beautiful red.
Wind her up. We got the orchestra.
Yeah.
Here she goes again. It's unbelievable.
I had to know all this from Miss Mudgee. Yes.
What did you do in the talent section for Miss Mudgee?
Chatting. I chatted a lot.
Jeez.
Debating. And then they just said, just shut up, you've won.
That's when they dropped the question segment.
Yeah.
They ask a question. Oh, no. MG, what have you got?
Mine's about the Statue of Liberty. The seven spikes on the crown of the Statue of Liberty represent the seven oceans and the seven continents of the world, indicating the universal concept of liberty.
What the f***? It was a present from the French. Did you know that?
It was.
It was knocked up in France.
And then
deported.
On big boats.
And then it was deported. Yeah, they kept the Eiffel Tower for themselves, those greedy pricks. Yeah, unbelievable. All right. Kat, what have you got?
Eggplants contain nicotine.
What the f***?
What?
Eggplants?
Yep. Concentration of nicotine itself. So if you're willing to eat 20,000 grams of eggplant, you could skip your morning cigarette. So it's a...
You just stand at the front of the building, wolfing some eggplant.
Yep.
Callers are banked up. Before we get to them, Tash, what have you got for us?
Papa John's, which is a very, very famous pizza place that has, you know, businesses around the world, has launched a garlic butter candle that melts and you can put your pizza in that candle as a dip.
Yum. What the f***?
Yum. Garlic butter.
Americans just want to eat everything.
They do.
You can have a candle without going, can I eat that?
I reckon that would be a good candle, though. Garlic butter. Just burn the candle.
Oh, what about Gwyneth Paltrow's edible?
Oh,
this smells like my vagina.
Oh.
Is that pushing it?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
Hubbada, 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 hubbada.
Well, this tastes like my. That candle is, that's crossing the line. That's
very
jumping
expensive,
the shark.
That candle.
Yeah.
Mick's got one.
He has. Jane,
I do have one.
Have you eaten yours?
Well, a little nibble.
You'll have a bite.
This is awful.
Jesus. I've got a couple more I can drop, but I just don't think I can do them. The station manager will come bolting around.
No, oh, he will.
In a moment. Ray's on the line from the Gong. Ray, what do you got for us?
Good morning, guys. So I've got the world's strongest material on Earth. It's called graphene. It is 200 times stronger than steel. It is six times lighter than steel. And it is 250,000 times thinner than printer paper.
Why aren't we using it? Where is this graphene?
It's like graphite. So it's similar to what goes into pencils, you know, like the lead pencil. That's a graphite. Yep. So
I can snap a pencil in half.
So you could. And it's used in electronics. So it's a superconductor. Like it's even a lot more conductive than copper.
Right, you sound like a Roald Dahl nerd to me, right? If you know all that stuff. I haven't had it fact checked. Oh, fact checked. Well, why aren't we using it? Why aren't we making a bridge out of graphene?
Yeah, exactly. Or airplanes out of graphene.
Yeah. Well, they use it as a superconductive material. So.
All right, you've said that.
Medical.
We should make cars out of graphene.
Mate, I was going to give you 200, but I'm going to give you 100 because it's what I call the nerd tax.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nerd tax.
So, Ray, we appreciate you. You must be the smartest guy in Wollongong by some margin. Yeah, walking around with a bunch of Dumbos around. I've been there. My girlfriend's from the Gong. I rest my case.
Oh, Jesus.
The pillow thief. Remember her?
Yeah, yes, that's the one.
Ray, thank you. Sharon is on the line. Sharon, what do you got for us?
Shaz.
I've got the Arctic bowhead whale has a lifespan of 200 years plus.
What the f***?
200
The
years.
Whale has a 200 year plus. So that's basically the whale and Sher. Who share the ability to live beyond 200 years. I'm getting a thumbs up there, Sharon. Again, I would have given you more, but someone in the studio also lives to 200, and that's Tash. So I don't feel I can get $100 for you too, Sharon. There you go. Ross, what do you got, buddy?
Ross.
Ross.
Yay, Kat, how are you?
Hey, Ross.
Sorry, guys.
Well, we're here too.
Hello, Mick. Hello, MG. Hello, guys. How are we?
Hello, Roscoe.
Good. What do you got for us?
Mate, the Central Coast has got the Australian Reptile Park, and every year they receive a certain amount of complaints because of the big yellow dinosaur out in the freeway for the advertisement. People are hoping to expect to see dinosaurs in the park, and they're asking for refunds because they haven't seen one. But the closest thing they've got is the alligators and the crocodiles.
It's true.
It's true. What are the dinosaurs?
No, I'm going to question you, Ross. I'm going to question our fact checkers. No one sees a big blow-up dinosaur and goes, there's dinosaurs in here.
Surely not.
All right?
I do. So, it's false advertising. When you're driving along the M1, you think it's a dinosaur.
It's an icon there.
It is a big yellow dinosaur. It's been up there since the Narara days of when the Reptile Park actually moved from the lower Central Coast up to Summonsby there many years ago.
All right, calm down, Ross. You sound like one of the idiots who would complain about this, eh?
No, well, I thought Natasha Belling might have been there. Then you used to always follow a dinosaur.
$200 for you.
$200.
I'm getting slitched. Wow.
There you go, Roscoe.
All right, Ross has booted at home. Well done. Wow.
Welcome to a wonderful week that was, and China has banned social media platforms WhatsApp and Threads.
Not Threads?
Yes, Threads.
No way.
MG should be very worried because of national security reasons.
So should you keep your tomato sauce in the fridge or in the cupboard is upset national security at a Chinese level.
Rebel Wilson made allegations that she was invited to an orgy by a member of the British royal family.
Yeah, they're not the best looking bunch. Mm. Yeah, that'd be like having an orgy in the bar from Star Wars. People with hoses coming out of their heads. Women with 8 breasts.
White jeans are back in fashion.
About from 17 to 21, I wore them when I was really hot stuff, but not anymore, no.
Do you ever own leather pants?
No, never leather pants.
Yes. I had a pair of black leather pants, which I'm sorry to say... once belonged to my girlfriend's hairdresser.
Sorry, what? A caller got in trouble from his partner for using the decorative guest towels, but Mick had bigger problems.
Here's when I get in trouble, when the white towels come out. And let's just say I'll put them back with a couple of bullet holes.
Oh, stop. A study has shown women with attractive faces make men behave more honestly.
I get this.
Unattractive people are lied to all the time, is what we're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mainly about their looks.
Oh, you're
morning,
Cat.
Morning, Tash. You look wonderful this morning. You?
A man ran the London Marathon and sampled a wine every mile. That was 26 wines.
I'd run an ultra marathon if that was the case. I'd run it with a sommelier. And you know what they need? Like every 5 or 6 Ks, one station just serving kebabs.
A German man was acquitted of a drink driving charge after he proved he had a condition called auto brewery syndrome.
Carbohydrates in his stomach fermented, resulting in signs of intoxication.
The keg on legs. If you ever smelt me on Monday morning, that's what's happening, people. It's a medical
condition. Checks are on the way out, which got MG reminiscing.
Mum and Dad had a checkbook, and I remember the first time I went to their checkbook and tried to do Mum's signature and got for $40 and got some good gear out of it.
Well, that was a rite of passage to forge a check.
No, it wasn't.
I think you guys are delinquents.
Yeah, correct.
No.
I think we are too.
Mick recalled one of his worst gigs where a woman gave birth during his show.
Hey, let's just say it was a very small house in Adelaide. I wasn't going great anyway. And just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, you start hearing... and next thing you know, and then first responders turn up. And I'm on stage. I just waved the white flag.
And Will Anderson and Mick traded stories of the mind games comedians play backstage to throw each other off.
I come off. And comic about to go and says, how do you think that went?
Oh, yeah.
How do you think it went? I said, good. He goes, yeah, you got to remember, they're always quiet on a Sunday.
And it was a Saturday.
And it was a Saturday.
MG gave us a fact for What the F, and none of us really knew what to do with it.
Your taste buds change every 7 years.
What, like, yeah, taste buds go through, like, puberty or something.
Yeah, like metamorphosis. They do.
Where'd you get this from?
What are you quoting?
I'm quoting my own facts. It's called...
But Mick eventually came around.
Well, I get that. Like, the taste buds, like, kids don't like beer. I mean, I remember my first beer.
I loved beer when I was a kid.
8.
Oh, how did that play out?
Look at me now.
I gotta.
I'm a dumbass FM disc jockey. That's what happened. I could have been anything.
And that's another wonderful week that was on Mick and MG in the Morning on Triple M Sydney.
Mick and MG in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.